This answer includes most of the basic points, but that is just about it. It does not give any evidence as to why the procedures were introduced, and often makes statements of fact with no evidence to back up the claims. It makes assumptions that the reader knows a certain amount of information, for example, why Polke was so important. It takes the view that old law was still relevant without stating why, and that the procedures do not affect case law pre-2004, again with no explanation. While it recognises that the question also covers grievance procedures, it fails to explain when the modified grievance procedure applied and the consequences of such. And it fails to look at the Pratt case, which was a case on the modified procedures. It gives no reason why Gibbons recommended the abolition of the procedures, and the conclusion does not summarise the arguments stated earlier in the answer. Throughout, although it is obvious that the writer has researched the topic, there are no references to articles or books.